When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hot 105 with us this morning from Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, Rachel Alexander. She's the Safe Sleep Coordinator. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ronnie. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about safe sleep, especially for parents that may not know how to take care of their little ones.
Yeah, safe sleep is an extremely important message for parents, especially parents that have infants under the age of one. We want to prevent sleep-related death. We have a lot of these deaths occurring nationally. Alone in the past 10 years in Broward County, we've had 163 sleep-related deaths. That's far too many, and they are 100% preventable. The point of all of this is really to get out the safe sleep message into the community to prevent these sleep-related deaths.
Oftentimes, we see these infants pass away. How do they die? Under what circumstances? And what are parents doing wrong?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a couple things, one of which is called accidental suffocation and strangulation in bed, ASSB for short. We find that parents are putting their infants in bed with them, falling asleep, you know, and they're under the false sense of security that they're not going to roll over, or the mother has a maternal instinct and so she's going to respond to her baby, and that's just not the case. What happens is oftentimes we see parents rolling over on their children, putting a limb or leg, arm on top of their children, something called overlay, and suffocating their children. Or we see that infants are being suffocated by blankets, pillows. They're breathing in their own CO2, their own carbon dioxide. That's causing the infants to pass away as well.
That can kill an infant?
Of course, absolutely. If you think about it, if you put, you know, a blanket over your face, it's going to be hard to breathe after a couple of minutes. But adults have something called an arousal threshold, which basically is your ability to wake up if there's a problem. If I put a blanket over my face and I breathe in my own carbon dioxide, I'm going to take that blanket off in my sleep. Babies don't have the ability to do that. They don't know that there's an issue in their sleep. And so we see them passing away in bed very, very often.
How many children under the age of one have died in Broward County?
163 in the past 10 years.
What you do from Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, you go around and talk about safe sleep. How can people contact you?
People can reach me at 954-765-0550, extension 339. 954-765-0550, extension 339.
And how can they find you on the web?
www.hmhbbroward.org.
All right. And you're available to speak to various groups in the South Florida area about safe sleep practice.
I would very much like to mention the ABCs of safe sleep. It's very important that when parents are putting their infants to sleep, they place their babies alone on their backs and in an empty crib. This is extremely important for infant safety. They need to be placed on their backs for each and every sleep.
From Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, Rachel Alexander, thank you for your time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.